Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Always stressing, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip them for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hold on, real quick.
Yes.
Let me find.
Yes, sir. You good? Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. Just so happened that on his show, we are at 222 episodes, right? But this is the Mo Benz show tonight, right? 222, that's the lucky number. So if you're listening in, expect great things happening in your life, right? Yeah, so I'm coming in, you know what I'm saying, initiating the show. But Mo Benz is about to take over. I am actually on site at a Bohemian Jungle Roof, and we had to come outside in order to be able to introduce the show. And I'm going back in. So my week, shout out to the top five countries tuning in. There was no changes. Man, we appreciate you. We love you. Salute to you. The top five countries, United States, United Kingdom, Australia, United Kingdom, and who else am I missing? Mo, who am I missing?
You caught me off guard.
Because you was running it down.
So yeah, we got the same five. United States. Yeah. Oh, Canada. Sorry. Canada. So the top five countries tuning in, we salute you. We appreciate you. Tell a friend and another friend so you can get into our top five countries tuning in to our show. We salute everybody that's listening to us all over the world. 5 years in the making. I really appreciate you guys. Mo really appreciate you guys for keeping us going for 5 years, right? My week was called Level Up, right? Level Up. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I learned is that the deeper that you get into, you know, doing the right things and doing right by people, you know, like things change in your life for the better. And this is just what I'm experiencing in my life, right? A lot of great things going on. Of course, you know, I don't like to talk about it before I be about it. So it is what it is. But that's for me to y'all so y'all can hear my voice. I'm going to let Mo take over the show. Tonight's show is the world-famous chop-up, okay? All the way through where Mo gives you celebrity news, sports, and any type of gossip that he wants to give you, right? Books, all of that good shit. He do porn, too, y'all. Check him out for the entire night, right? The next show, next Sunday, we're going to talk about a spiritual conversation, something to unlearn and relearn. So good shit, man. Mo, I love you so much. I'm about to sign out while you take over. Ashe?
All right. I'm going to hold it down. So that's what's up. Yeah, so what's up, people? Welcome to the world-famous chop-up. So I'm going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into it tonight. A lot of things to just, you know, talk about, you know what I'm saying, things that I just been zoning out to. So my week, you know what I'm saying, I'm calling this week Born into the 90s, a.k.a. time traveling. Now, I'm saying born into the 90s, obviously, well, I mean, I don't want to say obviously because people don't truly know me. You know what I'm saying? You know my voice and everything here. But I was a teenager in the 90s. But, you know, like I said, so I'm calling it Born into the 90s, a.k.a. time traveling. And just this week, I've just been zoning out on a lot of just vintage R&B. You know what I'm saying? I've just been really trying to just vibe out and understand the frequency and the vibration of a woman. Because nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And I love rap music. You know, I'm a rap guy. If you ever listen to this show, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm always running down just what I think is interesting as far as rap music. I'm always giving you my reviews and things of that nature. I got a review coming up later on the Kendrick Lamar album. I'm going to kind of deep dive into that a little bit more in the world-famous chop-up. But long story short, like I said, I've just been time traveling. And that's what I love about music because it allows me to time travel. You can kind of just, you know, shape shift a little bit. And, you know, music always brings back certain memories and certain vibes and stuff like that. And then, you know, if you listen to that music from a different time period and then you apply it to what you're doing now, it's just very interesting. So, you know, like I said, I've been doing a lot of that. So I'm calling this this week time traveling. You know, like this week for me is just like moving on, you know what I'm saying, getting rid of certain things that just don't bring inspiration to me anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like I had a chat group with a few of my fellas, you know what I'm saying, for the people out there that don't know, you know, I'm a New Yorker now. I've been in New York over 20 years, Brooklyn over 20 years, but originally I'm from the Midwest, Cleveland, Ohio. So, you know, I had a partners there. You know, one or two partners from New York that was kind of had Cleveland ties or whatever. And they had reached back out to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I had left the chat group, you know what I'm saying? Because it just, I just wasn't vibing no more. I just wasn't being inspired. I mean, I'm just always going to be my fellas and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Always going to have love. But certain times you just got to move on. And, you know, they reached back, and I left the chat group maybe about 2 months ago. About a month and a half ago, and they just reached back out, and I was thinking about going back, but, you know, certain things you got to move on. So I just say that to say this, you know, like, you know, in life, Black just alluded to it, you know, you got to level up, you know what I'm saying? You got to talk, you got to vibe with people that vibe with you and, you know, and draw new inspiration so you can evolve, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm kind of feeling. Also, big shout out, you know what I'm saying? This is the end of May. We're going into June. So big shout out to all the graduates out there. You know, big shout out to my nephew. It was good seeing him walk the stage. You know, he just graduated high school. You know, about to go on to bigger and better things, college life and all that. Big shout out to all the, you know, the people that went to prom and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Always, you know, gives me reminiscence, you know what I'm saying, of back in the day or whatever, man. But it's just good energy, man, the new young adults, man, coming into this whole adulthood. So just, you know, shout out to that. And then also, too, my week, saying I'm just my real estate, I'm just really picking my spots up here as far as New York real estate, you know what I'm saying, you know, getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, getting organized, getting my business in order. You know, big shout out to Vintage Nubian. That's me and my wife's business, or my wife and I's business. So you know, that's going good for me out here. And then, you know, currently I always got a couple of books that I'm reading. So right now I'm zoning out. Well, I actually finished The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. If anybody's out there read that book, it's by Shahrazad Ali. You know, this is a fantastic book, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of jewels in this book, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I alluded to it last week on at the end of the show when I was doing a world-famous chop-up. Basically, to me, it was like a marriage counselor for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really put some things into perspective for me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my wife. You know, always say hashtag happily married man, but it really brought some things to perspective. I can't wait because, like I said, I'm in a book club, so I can't wait to turn this one in, and then I'm going to read the opposite version, which is going to be The Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man. So that's just going to be interesting to see how that go. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, so now, since I was, you know, I had borrowed this book, I just read it, you know what I'm saying, but now I'm actually purchasing the book, and then I'm going to probably do another deep dive into it with my highlighter. And then once I do that, then I can probably dissect it and talk more about it on the show. But a lot of jewels on that. Also, too, last week I talked about how I had a chance to do some spring cleaning, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting ready for the summer, just getting good energy and good vibes throughout my place and my household. And so, you know, I had to kind of, what I did for myself a few years back was I was able to just really scale back my book collection. You know what I'm saying? So I I just went through it. I had to trim the fat, cut the weeds, you know what I'm saying? And I really was able to just align my books to what I'm on, you know, what I'm vibing to, the frequencies that I'm on. So I did that, and that's just been a wonder for me. And I had to do the same thing with my wife's collection, you know what I'm saying? Because my wife had a bunch of books and things of that nature that I don't think was bringing her any inspiration, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of had to, like, kind of trim the fat, cut the weeds on hers, and I kind of, like, trimmed her books down, you know what I'm saying? She's got a lot of books on, like, entrepreneurial stuff, which is good, finance, which is good because I like reading that type of stuff. She's got her fashion books, of course, got some cookbooks. But one of the books that I came across, I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Let me dive into this. It's a nice little paperback, but it's in a book about the singer Aaliyah, and it's called More Than a Woman. And, you know, it's just a quick little read, and I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I told you, you know, early in the show how I've been on my R&B. So it's just funny how, like, the law of attraction brings certain things. So I've just been zoning out to that. I'm probably, like, in, like, you know, probably, like, maybe the second or third chapter or whatever. But it's starting to kind of talk about the whole R. Kelly situation and all that. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. You know, now, once again, I'm talking about time traveling. You know what I'm saying? So this book and, you know, the relationship with R. Kelly that they're talking about in the book at this time was, like, in, like, 93, 94, 95, you know, like early mid 90s, and then you just see how now, you know, R. Kelly right now is what? He's locked up, you know what I'm saying? He's waiting on sentencing. You know what I'm saying? So it just brought me to, I was just kind of thinking, like, damn, and, you know, she was like, what, 15 at the time? I just started the chapter, so it's kind of like giving, like, it's kind of setting everything up. But it's, you know, talking about how, like, he had put her on, and, you know, her first album just dropped, AJ number to number. And it's just very interesting how, you know, she was, like, underage. But then I think, you know, like I said, supposedly they got married or whatever. And I haven't gotten to that part yet. But then just, you know, fast 4 years later, and, you know, R. Kelly's had all types of scandals or whatever that's got him, you know, locked up. But it just shows you that how you got to just control your lust. You know what I'm saying? Because as humans, you know what I'm saying, we're definitely going to be lustful creatures. You know what I'm saying? Especially the male species. But you definitely got to dial it in and control it. Because if not, it'll control you. And, you know, that's what's happening right there. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. You know, just coming to something, you know, something I'm just kind of reading right now. Got me in the zone. But without further ado, you know, that was just the intro. I'm going to get into this world-famous chop-up. So, you know, I guess I'm rolling solo dolo, you know what I'm saying? So I see what Black is doing, too, you know what I'm saying? Black just looking like this. This is like a little day off for her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to just boss up my own way and, you know, get some features and get some guests in when I do the world-famous chop-up so you're just not hearing my voice, you know what I'm saying? I like hearing my voice. I'm sure you like hearing my voice. You know, that's the confidence, maybe the Leo in me. But it's always good to have, like, some dialogue. I don't know if Smooth's going to call in later on. Probably not if he's not on the line now. But I'm going to hold it down. But, you know what I'm saying, now I know, moving forward, I got to, you know what I'm saying, I got to see about getting me some guest spots on this show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to work some things out with that. But, first and foremost, let's get into it. So the first topic I'm going to get into is the Verzuz. So big shout out to the Verzuz, you know what I'm saying? But just a few weeks ago, I was like, damn, what happened to Verzuz? They've been real quiet lately, you know what I'm saying? Because the last Verzuz that I had watched up until the one I just watched, what was that, last Thursday, this past Thursday, was the Verzuz with 3-6 Mafia versus Bone Thugs. It was a very interesting one, man. Big shout out to the 3-6. They did their thing, even though I'm from Cleveland. Yeah, 3-6 got the best of Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying?
It's about goddamn time, nigga, unmuted my ass.
Oh, shit, there goes Smooth. I thought I was rolling solo tonight, man. But all right, Smooth in, you know, Smooth in on the check-in. So, yeah, man, big shout-out to Smooth checking in, you know what I'm saying, for the world-famous chop-up. So, yeah, so I'm just, you know, telling the people out there about the Verzuz and just setting it up.
They fucked over that Verzuz, man.
No, wait, hold on.
No, they fucked over that Verzuz. Because, like, they really didn't promote that shit like they were supposed to, man.
But hold on. Yeah, you. I mean, what you're saying is true.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
They didn't promote that shit, right? That shit was like 7 days, man.
Yeah, you know, they did it real quick. So, but I'm going to get to that. I'm just setting it up for the people out there. So, like I said, so the last Verzuz that I had watched was the 3-6 Mafia Bone Thugs. And then I said how Verzuz got real quiet, you know, the past few months. I was like, damn, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So then, about 3 weeks ago, all of a sudden I started hearing about Onyx and Cypress Hill. And, of course, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, I used to rock with some Onyx, you know, the Slam and, you know, a couple of other hits they had. And, you know, what Cypress Hill had, you know.
Insane in the Membrane.
Yeah, Insane in the Membrane and all that. But I'm like, that was kind of just a weird matchup after you've been gone for, like, what, it was probably about 4 or 5 months since they had a Verzuz. And to come back with this, I'm like, what the hell? It's like no sizzle to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you bring that after you've already come with some good Verzuz just to keep the momentum going, not like coming back from a hiatus. So I didn't watch that Verzuz, and you're talking about, you know, that didn't really get no burn, because I remember clicking on, like, Twitter, like, oh, shit, that shit was on last night or whatever, and I think it was hooked up to, like, a boxing event, and we're going to get into some boxing, too. But anyway, long story short, I am glad that I am on social media for because I would have missed, like you just said, the A-Ball, the MJG, UGK Verzuz, which is one of my favorites, instant classic. You know what I'm saying? I just happened to be scrolling on my IG. I was like, oh, let me click on Verzuz. And I'm saying, oh, tonight. I clicked on it like Thursday morning, like, oh, shit, tonight. We got A-Ball and MJG and UGK, two of my favorite groups of all time, doing a Verzuz. So, you know, so yeah. So you're right. It should have been promote it better. You know what I'm saying? They got to get better with it. But I think they just put it, like Bun B, he had said, they put this together in like 4 days, something like that. And it was amazing. Yeah. If that's true, man, I like it even more because, you know, I mean, talk about putting the pressure on and then coming through, like they delivered. So did you watch the Verses?
No, I didn't watch it. I was upset. Like, because for one, man, UGK is two people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So the only way you could fuck around and do a Versus with UGK, you would have to have none but fillers. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I heard Lil Kiki and them came out, you know what I'm saying, did their thing and shit like that, but it ain't. Like, A-Ball and MJG, they catalog is too deep just for one nigga to hold it down.
Yeah. So, look.
You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, it's on YouTube, man. If you get a chance, you get some free time.
Yeah, I seen 2 hours of the shit. You know what I'm talking about? But, man, it's just like, I felt like how everybody else was feeling. They shouldn't have had the shit in Atlanta. Atlanta's just too bougie, fucking MJG.
It should have been,
you know what I'm saying?
Houston or Memphis. It should have been in one of them. Houston or Memphis. It could have been either one.
Right.
But,
Yeah, they could have had that shit down here. Fuck.
In New Orleans. They could have had it in New Orleans, too. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But
they could have had it down here.
Atlanta's the unofficial capital of the South. Let's just be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, the fuck it ain't. Not with all this food booty. Hell no. Never.
I know.
These niggas eat fuck a lot out of people's assholes and shit. No, nigga, new.
Never.
I'll never accept no bullshit like that.
What rep for your town, man? What rep, you know what I'm saying? Represent for New Orleans, you know what I mean?
You about to start another civil war in this bitch.
But yeah, man, but anyway, so I saw from top to bottom, man, like beginning to end, man. So it was dope. I want to just give a big shout out to Bun B. Bun B did an amazing job, you know what I'm saying, for the fact that it was just him against A-Ball and JG, man. You felt... Like he addressed what you just said. He said, you know, people thought that, you know, doing his Verses that I was going to have a lot of people come out, do fillers and rap, you know, Pimp C's voice. I mean, Pimp C's Verses. He was like, nah, fuck that. Pimp C's spirit is here. And it was just dope, man. So I'm going to get to A-Ball and MJG, but first just talking about UGK. So yeah, Bun B, man, represented, man. He put on for UGK, man. It was like Pimp C was there, and I think what made Bun B so comfortable in doing his Verses by himself versus A-Ball and MJG was, remember, you know, for a lot of their career as
Pimp C was always in jail anyway.
That's what I was just about to say. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, Pimp C was locked up for half of UGK's career, basically. You know what I'm saying? So he's been used to holding it down. So this was nothing for him. You know what I'm saying? Bun B been holding it down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So that was dope. And then A-Ball and MJG, man, they just classic as fuck, man. I've always been a big fan of A-Ball and MJG, man. Coming out hard. That's a five-mic album, just a classic, man. You just really want to hear some vintage, southern. I know the first time I heard that album, man, I was, like, mesmerized because, you know, I was just in my East Coast, West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just either you were listening to something from New York or something from L.A. And then, you know, of course you had Ghetto Boys and 2 Live Crew. But, you know, when that UGK Coming Out Hard dropped, oh, man, that was a game changer. I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Just Southern pimping, you know what I'm saying, at its finest. But, yeah, man, so... These two groups, man, it's no winner or loser because these groups just mirror each other. You know what I'm saying? They just vintage. This is like some just, you know, our parents, you know what I'm saying, used to vibe out to Motown and Temptations and the Four Tops and whatever else was popping with that. You know, that's our version of that. You know what I'm saying? A-Ball, MJG, UGK, man. It's just game. It's just real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no bullshit. You ain't going to hear no just. You know, you're just going to hear some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Real stories, real shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was just dope. And they kept it thorough, man. Like, it was just because now when you listen to Verses, like, if you listen through it through, like, IG and you comment, you know, I always comment, you know, because it's always a cool chat group just seeing what people is saying when you're watching it live. Big shout out to Snoop Dogg. He was there. I think Fat Joe was on the chat. LaToya Luckett, you know what I'm saying? Jermaine Dupri. So it was just dope, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, they asked you, like, oh, do you want a playlist? So I was like, yeah, send me a playlist. So then they DM you the playlist, and then, like, they ask you who do you stream your music through, and mine is Tidal, and then the whole Tidal playlist. So I just been rocking to that playlist, man. It's just like a – it's just – I mean, because it's song for song. It's, like, not a song I don't like, you know what I'm saying? And as far as verses now, you know, because all the verses is good in their own way, you know what I'm saying? Because it just brings nostalgia. But my top three, definitely this is in my top three now. So my top three verses is a Snoop Dogg DMX. And I just like a lot of people ask me, like, why you like that one? I like the Snoop Dogg DMX for the simple fact DMX isn't here. It's the sentimental value. You know what? The biggest DMX fan, but I still respect what he did for the game, how he came in, Rough Riders and all that, representing Yonkers. You know what I'm saying? Some New York type shit, real, the motorcycles and dogs and all that type of shit. And then Snoop is just Snoop. I mean, a lot of people, you know, disputed that verse because they were like, DMX ain't got the catalog to go up against Snoop. And it's like, who really does? The only people that can really go toe-to-toe with Snoop in a verse is like a Jay-Z or a Nas. Those are the only people, only solo acts that's like been consistent since like the early 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's a bullshit comment, dog. Like, hold up, wait a minute. First of all, nigga, Snoop catalog ain't that large, my nigga. Not as far as
dude,
songs.
That's laughing, man. I wish I had.
Man, no. When it comes down to DMX and Snoop, like, no. Man, because if you think about it, look at it like this. In the last 20 years, right? We're going to go 20 years. In the last 20 years, how many motherfucking hits did Snoop have by himself? Not with anybody else, but by himself.
A bunch.
In the last 20 years, all right, give me three. Yeah. Give me three songs by Snoop by himself, not with nobody else on the fucking song.
Well, see, look, here's the difference, man. Like, so you
I said give me three songs in the last 20 years Snoop did. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, Snoop catalog ain't that large compared to DMX.
When DMX came out
with them first three albums, they was nasty. Like, when Snoop came out with his first three albums, all right, okay, cool. Snoop shit ain't that gangster.
In the last 20 years, I'm gonna tell you. You asked me, Drop It Like It's Hot. You know what I'm saying? That was a hit. Let's Get Blown. That was a hit.
How does Let's Get Blown go?
That was the one.
Because Drop It Like It's Hot had the clips on it, not the clips, but the fucking the Neptune.
You talking to a music extraordinaire, man.
But Drop It Like It's Hot was straight Neptunes, my nigga. Like, wait a minute. Drop It Like It's Hard. Like, what the fuck? I said by himself. You can't have nobody else in it, motherfucker.
Nah, bro. Like, you cheating. You asked me to.
That was a requirement. I said Snoop by himself. That's what I said.
Look, you trying to put me on the spot. Hold on, I'm going to tell you. You tell me three DMX.
Your first song was with Blasphemous. But, like, no, I understand what you're saying, but I disagree cold-heartedly. Like, no, DMX, depending on where you go, right? Okay. Depending on where you had the verses at, DMX and Snoop or whatnot, DMX would have kicked that nigga on the East. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, that's
true,
bro. I'm in New York.
So where did the verses happen at?
I was in, where was that? I don't even know, man. That was in the heart of COVID, so I don't even remember.
But, like, no, man, come on, man. If fucking DMX would have been on that coke, you see what I'm saying? If DMX would have been for Drew Mountain shit.
So all the more reasons why this is my favorite verses.
Right.
That's my number one. So all because we have.
All right, what's the number two?
All right, number two, and this is me because I like the intimate verses, and you know what I'm saying. So number two to me was Raekwon and Ghostface. Now at first I was kind of like not even in the zone. I was like, man, what the hell, Ray versus Ghost? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, Only Built for Cuban Links was like one of my favorite albums of all time. To me, that was like the Pulp Fiction You know, have you ever seen the movie Pulp Fiction? You know, the way,
right.
to me, Pulp Fiction changed the game as far as movies. Quentin Tarantino. That's the same thing that rap album did for me. You know, that was like Wu-Tang at its finest, you know what I'm saying? But it was Ray and Ghost in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? It was Raekwon's album featuring Ghostface, but it was like a duo album. Anyway, long story short, but, you know, I was just like, you know, and then I became a, you know, I'm not the biggest Wu-Tang fan like I used to be, but I'm still a big Ghostface fan, you know what I'm saying? Ghostface is my favorite member out the Wu. But Raekwon set it off for me back in the day. You know, and then Raekwon lately, you know, it's just been, you know, compared to Ghost, it's not the same. But anyway, they brought that energy. The Ray and Ghost verses was like, oh, man, it was just like, oh, you just got to see it. If you ain't see it, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't understand it. But to me, that was dope because Raekwon, it took me back to like 95 Raekwon when Raekwon was, you know, in New York was competing with a Biggie and Nas. And,
right.
He really wasn't even, you know, out just yet. You know what I'm saying? When it was like, who's the best, Biggie, Raekwon, or Nas? You know what I'm saying? So it was like real just New York, you know what I'm saying? That 90s New York, which was a difference because the New York ain't the same as it was back then.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then Ghost just brought the energy. So that's my number two favorite. And then it wasn't for everybody. It was like, you know, I don't know if it was promoted well or people just didn't care as much, but to me, that shit was dope. So that was number two. And the number three is this one. And the same reason.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of the Raekwon Ghost because Ray and Ghost, they mirror each other. You know what I'm saying? They did band songs together. And, you know, that's the same thing how I look at 8-Ball and MJG. They mirror each other and been on songs together. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you hear an 8-Ball and MJG song, then you hear a UGK song. It's just like peanut butter and jelly. You know, it just go together. And like I said, it was – I'm happy that it wasn't all – talked about it because it was just basically if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like I was.
But that wouldn't have happened. But that still would have never happened with Pimp. Dog, nigga, Pimp C, that nigga mentality was different. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, anybody that ever actually fucked with UGK and shit, the way that shit went about, like, you know what I'm saying? It was a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Because, like, that nigga would have never fucked with no shit like that. Like, what? Some 3-day notice type shit? All right, nigga, let me know how it works out for you. You see what I'm saying? That's that was that nigga mentality.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Cool. Like,
if anybody
ever heard the story about how that the Big Kicking video came, like, listen, that nigga almost ruined that video. He didn't even show up.
Who?
Fucking Pimp C didn't show up the first time. Like, them niggas went all across the Brazil and shit. That nigga was going to that shit.
You talking about the Big Pimp, the Jay-Z video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they went to Brazil and shit, like, no, that nigga Pimp wasn't there. showed up late. Like, they had to track that nigga down. You see what I'm saying? That nigga showed up in Miami. Like, all right, bitch, I'm about to show up. Okay. He dead, but the nigga said his verse was out the fuck.
Shirt on. And Ottawa, Champagne, Pimp C was definitely. And you know what? And listening to Pimp C's verses, man, it's so timeless, man. It's like he knew he wasn't going to be here for long, so he just put his heart and soul and everything in, and he kept it raw. You know, ain't nothing as raw as a Pimp C verse. Man, like, talking about these women out here, the Pimp is running it down, man. And then shout-out to the people they brought out, you know what I'm saying? Like, for this verses, you know, like you said, Lil Kiki, he came through.
Yeah.
Tila, you know what I'm saying? You know, that hoes in the club, Tila showing
came
up.
That
was the shit. That showing up, you know what I'm saying? Had his mink on. Young Dro, they brought out Young Dro. And then who else? And then Big Boy, you know what I'm saying? Big Boy came through, you know what I'm saying, when they did the Players Anthem. No Andre 3000, man. He just ain't fucking with the music no more, man. That just ain't his shit no more, you know what I'm saying? But Big Boy did come and represent, man. And then 2 Chainz was in the audience, man. So it was dope, man. It was just a good night, man. So
I only listened to them two. I only listened to them two verses. The one with Dipset and the Locks, and the one with fucking 3-6
and
Mafia and fucking Bone Thugs. That was just those two.
Yeah. Those were 2 good ones too as well. They all been good, man, in their own way. You know what I'm saying? So. Shout out to the verses, man. Now it got me pumped up, man. I can't wait for the next one now. You know what I'm saying? They got the juices flowing again. Now I want to talk about this, man. Last few times I wasn't able to talk about it with you, man. Boxing. Let's talk some boxing real quick, man. So look, check it.
All right.
So first off, first off, before we get to the fight from last night, because you got to put me on Gervonta Davis, you know, versus was it Rolando Romero? But before we get into that, before we get into that, Canelo Alvarez, man, so he lost to Dmitry Bivol, huh? Wow, that was a big upset.
It was a one-sided ass whooping.
One-sided ass whooping.
Bivol won all 12 rounds, man.
Damn.
Beaver won all 12 rounds.
Wow.
You know, but the thing is, it just go by your perception, and it just go by, you know, talking about if a motherfucker watch boxing or if a motherfucker just a fan of the individual. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
like some people would say it was a cherry pick gone wrong, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
but then the same people that said it was a cherry pick gone wrong was the same people saying, man, he shouldn't fight this dude. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it just goes to show you it's all about perception. Beaver ain't no hope. You know what I'm talking about? He was a champion at 175 for a reason.
Yeah. But
originally, fucking Canelo was going to supersede the light heavyweight and go cruiserweight. Because, like, the original opponent at cruiserweight, now that was a cherry pick. There was some African dude. That was a cherry pick. You feel what I'm saying? But that motherfucker fight fell through. Then he decided to go with Beaver. Man, like, you tripping, dog. And he went out there, he fought that dude, and that dude whooped his ass.
Wow. And what was Beaver's record? Had he lost yet, or was he
undefeated? No, Beaver was undefeated.
Wow, see? Hey, man. And that's why, you know,
but like,
people... What's up?
But, like, Canelo, the only thing I don't like about Canelo's reaction to the loss is, like, the nigga was talking about, well, I want to try something new. No, you didn't, bitch. You did this already. You've already moved up to 175 and won the fucking belt against Kovalev. You know what I'm talking about? And then dropped the fucking belt, went back down. So you've already done that. You didn't need to do it again. So since you lost, nigga, just go and kick your L, man. Like, yeah, he fucked me up. Like, yeah, man, it was... You can tell Canelo wasn't comfortable with the weight before he got in the fight. Because, like, the nigga changed his diet to straight vegan and shit. And he looked at extra tired. Like, the nigga put on too much fucking muscle. Like, man, look, you fucked up. You went in the fight, you lost, dog. Let it go.
Yeah, man. So now, well, Canelo got some, you know, he got some fights on the table. So now, you know, everybody going to want to see this rematch. You know what I'm saying? See if Canelo can get some.
Nope, man. Rematch ain't happening. He's fighting Triple G in September.
Yeah, I see that. All right, so this is what I'm thinking. So I'm
thinking, they already got the commercials out and everything. He's fighting Triple G in September.
Well, that's good because I want to see that Triple G. Like, because, you know what, so the first one was a draw, and then Canelo won the second one. But the first one, Triple G should have won that.
The first one, Triple G won that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Triple G won that fight. They cheated that nigga.
Yeah, said it was a draw, and then they gave the next one to Canelo, right, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but that second one, Canelo whooped his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, yeah. All
right.
So you got to get back. So, yeah.
Right.
So we
he made an adjustment.
But Triple G just seemed like he's been on the low, man. I hear nothing from Triple G. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's been fighting bros, man. He just knocked out a Japanese dude, like, in March. Had a fight in March. It was late February, early March, he had a fight. Knocked the Japanese dude out.
Well, but this is good for Canelo. So now, I mean, we got some, you know. So now, Canelo Triple G, you know, people gonna want to see that. I know I want to see that. And then people gonna want to see this rematch with Bivol. Hopefully, Bivol don't take another fight and lose. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, he can, you know, stay on point. And
no,
then, you know,
the only way Bivol will lose is if he fights the main man at 175. Like, there's three people with light heavyweight belts. It's Bivol, and I forgot my little dude name, man. He the main motherfucker. That's the motherfucker nobody wants. You know what I'm saying? He's the main man, like, at 175. Like you know what I'm saying? Beterbiev, that's the dude named Beterbiev. They're both Russians, right? Now, at no time was Canelo even entertaining Beterbiev. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I'm good. I gotta go with Bivol. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, Beterbiev, nah.
Yeah,
that motherfucker is savage.
Boxing is in a good place, man. So what about this Gervonta Davis Romero fight? Did you watch that yesterday?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Yeah. So what's the story on that? I know Gervonta Davis won, but how did that go?
I was a little surprised at how well Rowley did for the first two or three rounds. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is, nigga, Rowley's a good troll. You see what I'm saying? But his fighting style is so awkward, you just can't believe he wins fights until he hits you. You see what I'm saying? Rowley knocked the shit out of fucking Gervonta. You dig? In the first two rounds, he hit that motherfucker, had that motherfucker thinking like, wait a minute, hold up, stop. I don't want none of this. You know what I'm talking about? But
oh, okay.
Gervonta did what he was supposed to do, and he took him to school, then he knocked him out.
Wow, so you say he got awkward style. You're saying there's a real
Yeah, his style's awkward. It's ugly.
It's
Prince crazy. Nassim.
Do you remember Prince Nassim? That's an old school.
No, Prince Nassim style wasn't Rowley style. Prince Nassim, you know what I'm talking about, has some fluidity to it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Rowley style is more like Rock'em Sock'em Robot, and you just like, no, it's no way possible you can win with it, but then he hits you and he knocks you out.
Wow.
Right, okay. It's weird.
Okay.
The motherfucker's a weird move, man.
So Gervonta Davis won that in a decision?
No, he knocked him out. Well, the referee stopped the fight. Gervonta hit that motherfucker with a counter left where Rowley was coming in. And Rowley hit the fucking... Rowley was fucked up, but he did stand up. The referee told the nigga move to the right, left, all this other bullshit, then decided that he was going to stop the fight. Like, no, nigga. The motherfucker, once you stand up, he made the eight count. That other shit don't mean shit. Let that nigga get knocked out like he's supposed to.
Yeah, they'd be like, this dude, man, he might take his head off, man. Permanent
like, damage. No, man, fuck that. That's bullshit, though.
Yeah,
because it's a standing eight count rule. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck they want to try to implement some new shit, like step to the left, step to the right. No, bitch. All I got to do is stand up. That's the fucking rules. So once Rowley stood up, they were supposed to let Rowley get his ass whipped.
That's the rule, but they still give it to the ref to like, yo, you think this dude really can get fucked up, you know, stop it. You know, so you got sometimes you gotta save somebody from themselves, you know?
No, but that leads to controversy, right? Because at the end of the day, yeah, only the ref can stop the fight, but you're still obligated to follow the rules. The only rule is standing eight count. That's it. So by the time I stand up for eight, that's it, motherfucker. Let me get my head knocked off. That was what I signed up for. Period. It's real shit, though. I signed up to get my head knocked off. Anybody that stepped in that ring, they stepped in that ring knowing, like, nigga, hey.
Like I said, I didn't see it. You saw it. So, I mean, did he have his hands up looking like he could defend himself, or was he just up and just looked like he was dumbfounded?
No. He was up. He was dazed. I'm not going to sit and say the motherfucker was dazed. He was dazed, but there was enough time for the motherfucker to actually, you know what I'm saying, hold on, throw a few punches, you know what I'm talking about, maneuver,
okay.
try to gather himself. Because there's a lot of times when motherfuckers like, man, the fight over, but then by the time they make it back to the corner, they good again. So you're supposed to give that nigga his chance. Give that man his chance to get knocked out appropriately.
Nice.
He was gonna lose the fight, but they still supposed to get that man his chance. Cause like now he's talking shit. Come on, the referee stopped it too early. See, you're allowing the nigga to talk shit.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
that's like
that.
That's like what Deontay Wilder. You see what I'm saying? The second fight with Tyson Fury, right?
Yeah.
Second fight with Tyson Fury. Man, you looked at that fight. You was like, man. Boy, look, you about to die. So the motherfucker threw the fight. He threw the towel in and shit like that. And niggas like, man, you disrespect me. Let me go out on my shit. You see what I'm saying? The third fight with Tyson Fury, man, this nigga about to die like buku times during the fight. But the fight ended in the 11th round, though. You see what I'm saying? On the third fight.
Yeah.
So you was actually able to see that this motherfucker had the capability of coming back, surviving, and putting Tyson Fury on his ass a few times, and then getting put back on his ass a few times. Man, look, let them people fight that shit out. It's boxing, bitch.
It is boxing. It is boxing. So, all right. So that's what's up with the boxing. Let me see a couple other things. Let me try to see which way I want to go with this now. All right. So, just a quick deep dive into the Kendrick Lamar album. You know what I'm saying? We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago when it first dropped. I got a chance to really just zone out and kind of like really listen to it. So first off, yeah. So my review on it. This is the newest Kendrick Lamar album. It's called Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. I definitely give it a thumbs up, man. Like, you know, lately, this last 2 days, I've been zoning out to some, like, R&B, then the whole UGK and A-Baller and Jizzy, you know, verses kind of took me out of my zone of the Kendrick Lamar. But, you know, a couple weeks ago when it first dropped, I was really, like, listening to it. I didn't really get a chance to fully talk about it on the World Famous Chop Up. But let's see here. As far as a review, at this point, I definitely give it 4 mics out of 5. 4 mics. Possibly 4.5. I don't know, but definitely 4 mics. I know Black had a lot to say about the whole album. She wasn't feeling Kendrick Lamar at all. She was just saying he was repping for the LGBTQ community and baby mother being like a white girl or whatever the hell and all this other shit. So she just like was like, I don't even want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I definitely dig it, man. So, like, the one thing I like about it, it's kind of like an art piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, you know, he came on the scene. Section 80 was, like, his first kind of mixtape to kind of put him on the map. And then he followed up with Good Kid, Mad City that was just a throwback to, you know, early 90s, West Coast, G-Funk. You know what I'm saying? Really, like, just captured that, you know what I'm saying, that old MC8. You know, the Chronic, you know, all them old school, West Coast, DJ Quick, all them old school, you know, West Coast albums to set the standard, Compton's Most Wanted, you know, all those type of albums. So it was a throwback to that. And then he had, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly. And To Pimp a Butterfly was very similar to this album. If you ever heard To Pimp a Butterfly, cause he went in a different kind of direction, you know what I'm saying? Like it kind of had like a jazzier kind of feel to it, you know, and then he kind of deep dive into some personal issues. And then he had an untitled album, and then he came with Damn, which was top to bottom, you know what I'm saying? Like one of my favorite, probably my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. I think that's the one that won the Grammy. And then this one. So, you know, this one, it basically we still had CDs, which we don't anymore, but if we did, this would be like a 2-disc, you know, a double album. In Atlanta, Wu Tang Forever, and the Biggie, you know, Life After Death. It would be in that you know, Tupac, All Eyes on Me. It would be in that zone. You know what I'm saying? Every rapper now, you know what I'm saying? Especially like when you like, you know, on a legendary status. You know what I'm saying? If you're on a legendary sphere, it's like you got to drop a double album. So this is kind of his double album. I really dig it, you know what I'm saying, for the people out there that hasn't heard it. It's kind of like hosted by Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying? Kodak Black got a couple of different interludes on there. So I thought that was a different take on it because Kodak Black is, you know, like the, you know, modern day old dirty bastard or whatever. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But, I like that kid's energy, you know what I'm saying? It's raw energy and it's all types of, you never know where it's going to go. But I think it complements the album well. Then he's got this song called We Cry Together, and that's it. If you listen to that song, that song is crazy. Like, it's got this female, I never heard of her before, so this is like the first time I've heard her, but her name is Taylor Page, and I'm a real music dude, so hopefully I don't go over people's heads, because, you know, I listen to a lot of music, especially rap music, but it reminds me of, if you ever heard this RZA song called Domestic Violence off the first Bobby Digital album, came out like 98. But this song was all like, you know, he's like on the hook saying, you ain't shit, bitch, you ain't shit, your family ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. And it's called Domestic Violence for a reason because he literally is in an argument, you know, making this song. Like, he's just talking mad shit about, you know, about this chick. You know what I'm saying? Talk about, like, you moved in, like, you fucked up my whole shit. You know, I never saw a roach until you moved in, and you dirty and all this other type of shit, right? So that was the River Domestic Violence. So, Kendrick Lamar's got one called We Fly Together. And it's literally him and his female just going back and forth arguing in a crazy-ass argument. And then they at the end of the song, they start, like, just fucking, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It's just raw. I like the way he did it. You know what I'm saying? And I can see how he got kind of the idea from, like, RZA. And then he's got a song called Purple Hearts. And that's an interesting song, too, because that comes on right after that. And he's got Summer Walker, you know, big shout out to Summer Walker. She's an up-and-coming. Well, she's not up-and-coming. She kind of been popping for a minute, but she's an R&B singer out of Atlanta. But what kind of was surprising, because, you know, Top Dog, the whole Top Dog camp, you know what I'm saying? Like, he you know, he got Schoolboy Q and all
Walker
that.
Been around for about a good 10 years now.
What happened?
I said Summer Walker been around for about a good 10 years now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I kind of just got hip to it. You know, like I said, I don't listen to R&B like I used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm more of a, you know, rap person now. But I know she, you know, I know she's been popping on R&B for a minute. But what I was saying was, and I said this a couple of weeks before when we was talking, I was talking to Black, but I thought he would have SZA in that because that was like a big slot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Kendrick Lamar, his album is really, you know, what's the word, anticipated. So it's like a big rap album, you know what I'm saying? So I would have thought he would have SZA, who's his label mate, you know, from Top Dog Records, on there, but he has Summer Walker, and then, like I said, he has Ghostface on there. So that's a really dope track. I like that. Especially, like, Ghost coming with it. You know, Ghost is always, I told you, Ghost is one of my favorites. And then he's got a song called Silent Hill with Kodak Black. You know, like I said, Kodak Black on the first part of the album does interludes, and then he has an actual song with Kodak Black on it. And then the song that I guess was controversial, the Black.
Yeah, that motherfucker's an artistic genius.
Who's
Kodak Black? That motherfucker's an artistic genius.
You're like, saying Kodak Black is an artistic genius?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow,
the fucking thing is, like,
that's
man,
big
because you know he's
surprised.
Like, he's directed.
Some ways artistic
like,
genius. I want to hear him.
Like, he's directed a shitload of shows. You know what I'm talking about? Like internet shows. He was on some gangster shit before his last time going to jail. Like, the nigga had a shitload of projects. What was the name of this shit, man? It's like
these
little TV shows, man, but it was, instead of it being on TV, obviously it was on the internet. Something about Streets of War. I forgot the name of the shit. But, like, man, the series was cold as shit. Like, the motherfuckers are artistic. I can't understand what he's saying. Let's get this one thing straight. I don't understand what the nigga is saying. Okay.
Yeah.
But his directing, his vision is a motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? When he's able to display his vision through other people that I can understand verbally, because I can't understand what this nigga is saying. Like, you think of it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's complimenting me or cussing me out. Like,
they were saying,
I like this, but I watch it, but I don't know what the fuck
you're
saying, but I like it.
Right, right, right. You see what I'm saying? As long as there's other people in that shit that you convey the English language, I'm good.
So with that being the case, you know, like I said, you know, Kendrick Lamar's album, it's like an art piece, you know what I'm saying? And, like, he gets deep, you know what I'm saying? Just different shit. Oh, he's got the one song called, what the fuck is the song called? I'm going to have to look it up on my phone. But basically, the hook is called, it's saying daddy issues, right? And usually people equate, when somebody's saying daddy issues, it is usually a female, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they single or can't find a dude or got, you know, bad relationships because they, you know, they having dad issues, you know what I'm saying? If their father wasn't in their life or whatever. But the interesting about Kendrick's joint is he's talking about it from the female's point. I mean, from the male's point of view.
From the male.
That was interesting. I never saw somebody take a take on that. You know what I'm saying? It's called father time. But, you know, he's just talking about how his pops, you know, just always wanted to be competitive, and that's where he gets competitive first. But he was just saying, my pops would just beat my ass if I was soft. He just beat the shit out of me, like, for anything, for just being soft.
Yeah, soft ass nigga.
Whoop your ass, nigga. Like, stop crying. You know what I'm saying? You get into a fight, you lose, go back out there and fight him again. Like, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so he's kind of talking about that. So it's called Father Time. That's pretty dope. It's a nice piece, man. It's a pretty dope album, man. It covers a lot of things. And then the song the Black had issue with, because I think Black was just looking at snippets from the internet. She just got into her feelings or whatever. I don't know. But basically, he's got a song called, what is it, Auntie Diaries. And this is interesting because, you know, his auntie, you know, I guess she was a dyke. But you know, it was his auntie. You know what I'm saying? So he just looked at her like, she's just been my auntie. She always look out for me. And I could see she had bad females, you know what I'm saying? But he now, you know, as being older, he's like, oh, shit, she was just on some dyke. She was, like, on some dude shit, blah, blah, blah. And then it talks about a cousin, you know what I'm saying? And I guess his cousin is turned over, you know, becoming, like, a full-fledged female on some old fucking switch-up type shit that, you know, we be seeing nowadays or whatever. But, you know, it's not like the song. Like, I think what Black is getting it twisted, because I was asking Black, did you hear the song before you just dissing it and dissing him? I'm like, it wasn't like he was cleaning up. Like, he was just observing. Like, it is like what
you,
it is.
Like, you getting it fucked up. You thinking it's the song, right? But it's the symbolism. It's the habitual degradation as a parent that we see on a daily basis. Look at it like this, right? You got Disney. You see what I'm saying? Disney is pushing that gay shit so hard to where, like, now you got fucking tranny cartoons, right? You see what I'm saying? You got TV shows. You got porn now. You know what I'm talking about? But, like, every time they want to introduce some new gay-ass thing to you, they start Black. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, when it comes down to the fucking trannies, right, when you look at it on TV, they're Black. So they want the Black community to accept the gay shit first.
Good point.
So, like, when you got the artist, right, think about it like this. What was that nigga named? Frank Ocean? Frank Ocean came out before Lil Nas X. You see what I'm saying? So it's like
Lil Nas
X
is gay. Frank Ocean is bisexual. I'm not saying it's...
Let me say this. Gay is gay. You know what I'm talking about? Once you take a dick, you're gay. It don't matter if you eat pussy. You see what I'm saying? You're still gay. You just a gay-ass nigga eating pussy. You see what I'm saying? So that's a new point right there. You can't be like Lil Nas X is gay and Frank Ocean bisexual. No, Frank Ocean is a faggot just like Lil Nas X. So, like, once you take the dick, no. Technically, when it comes down to being technical, right, what is the definition of gay? You see what I'm saying? There is no definition of gay as far as strictly male on male, woman on woman. It just means, nigga, once you decide to eat some pussy as a broad, you're gay. Once you decide to suck a dick as a man, you're gay. Just because you want to eat some pussy, that don't mean you're not gay.
I'm just trying to get in the technical thing, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
No. Fuck the technical term. At the end of the time.
I feel you. Yeah. All right. But go ahead. I see what you're saying, though. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, it seemed like this is the world we're living in now. So it's like you can just be mad about it and all that, talk shit about it. Like I said, I don't want it in my household. You know what I'm saying? If I do have kids, you know, I want to raise them a certain way. I don't want them to, you know, be influenced by that. You know what I'm saying? So I get that point as a parent. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, it just seemed like this is the way of the world. And it's always kind of been here. It is. I mean, let's just keep it a buck. It's always been around. It's just it was frowned upon, and now it's being more accepted. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part where, you know, you making it too acceptable, where kids can get influenced, and, you know, it should still be an adult, you know, conversation. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, look, at the same time, I applaud cats like Dave Chappelle because I just don't want it to be too one way and not the other. I like balance. So I applaud Dave Chappelle for, like, shitting on it and being like, yo, fuck this, and, like, just being, like, you know, having his jokes and shit like that and being controversial, talking at it on that end. But then I do applaud somebody like Kendrick Lamar who, like, you know, like I said, I applaud, like, Kendrick Lamar of the show Euphoria because, look, I'm OG for a lot of this new shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I rock with it. But I'm just trying to form some type of understanding. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is always key. So, you know, from Kendrick Lamar, like, you know, kind of put in. It's not, like I said, it wasn't like he's bigging it up. If you listen to the song, he's just observing. It's just like, yo, this is my cousin, and it is what it is. And because of that, too, you know, like I said, I try not to be homophobic, you know what I'm saying? I try to be excited. I just don't like just overt shit. Like, you know, don't be trying to, like, you know.
That's crazy.
Like,
I just had a whole rant, and my phone was on hold. Ain't this a bitch?
No, we heard you. We heard your rant. We heard your rant. Believe me, we heard your rant. You
this is kind of cunt?
Huh?
Well, like, how long?
We heard the whole
thing. Like, I was still talking.
Yeah, I heard. You was still. Well, we heard everything you said about Frank Ocean. We definitely heard, you know, the people heard that because I heard it. But, yeah. That's pretty much it on that. You know what I'm saying? But big shout-out to Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morrell, and the Big Stepper. I definitely give it 4 mics. It might be 4.5 mics. You know, I told you I'm on that Source Magazine 5 mic. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with that. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way I read my albums. But definitely anywhere.
I think my phone didn't want me to tell the truth. This is ridiculous.
I don't know, man. You got to get off that BlackBerry, man. You got to get your iPhone, man. You
no,
off,
man, that's ridiculous, man.
I was trying to talk.
Like,
about
what was the last thing you heard me say? Because I was talking about symbolisms and shit. As far
right,
as you motherfuckers
say. Well, like, if you want to reiterate your point, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't want to reiterate because I don't know where we left off at. What was the last thing you heard me say?
The last thing I heard you say was about Frank Ocean. That was it. You know, you
damn,
went on the
that was a long
Frank
time
Ocean.
Ago.
If you gay, you gay. And I was telling you the technical part of it. You said, fuck the technical part. If you gay, you gay. That's what you basically said.
And that was the last thing you heard?
That was the last thing I heard. But you made your point. Like, yeah. I think the people that's out there listening, I mean, my wife is in the background.
Yeah.
I think she heard your point. She was nodding her head. So I guess she was agreeing with your point. And I agree with it, too.
Yeah.
I was just giving you the technical version. You know, I happen.
Oh, man.
I was
but hey, that was going off, man. I feel pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you got your point across. What happened?
No, I didn't get my point across. I was going off, man. I was having a good time. I was having a moment in life. And now my phone fucked me. I'm like, damn, this nigga ain't responding. They look down and say, hold, there's a bitch.
Get your iPhone, man. But anyway.
Fuck an iPhone.
Well, shout out. But speaking of Frank Ocean, man, look, no homo. I happen to like Frank Ocean's music. I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. When I listen to his music, I don't imagine no dude. I imagine chick. Now, I don't listen to the songs, though. It's just like when it just sounds like it's some dude shit, he's just saying it point blank, period. I don't rock with that too far, but I definitely think he's
And I understand what you're about to go with, right? I love me some Teddy Pendergrass. You know what I'm saying? I done fucked multiple bitches to Teddy Pendergrass up until my auntie told me the reason why Teddy Pendergrass is in a motherfucking wheelchair because she was getting head from a tranny and the shit was so good that he ran into a tree.
That's crazy, right?
So now every time I hear fucking Teddy Pendergrass talking about turn off the lights, I can't envision the man telling the boy to turn off the lights. He's telling the man to turn off the lights because he don't want to see the dick swinging.
Turn on the lights and light a candle, right?
Right. Turn them off. When the nigga yell, he's yelling at the man because he don't want to see it. Come on, man.
He put a lot of bass in his voice when he said that shit, too.
Right. So it fucks with me. But I understand what you're saying. I love Michael Jackson, dog. So I love Mike, man. I love Mike. But Mike was a weirdo, man.
Yeah.
Mike was a weirdo.
I did, too.
You feel okay? But I still fuck with Mike music. 80s
Mike, you can kind of keep. 80s, 90s Mike, you can keep. 70s Mike was my guy.
Man, 80s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Mike, that Butterfly album was gangster. That came out in 2000.
Once that came out, I jumped off the bandwagon. I ain't gonna hold you.
But look. But I understand what you're saying. Like,
I was down. Thriller was it. Thriller? You know,
I don't know, man. All of Mike's album was dexter. He always had some shit, but that's like, look at it like this.
What's up?
Just because a nigga weird don't mean they work is fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah. You
got Mike. Mike was weird. You got R. Kelly. R. Kelly, you know, he likes to tender bitch. All right, okay, cool. But once he start pissing the hole, you're still a weirdo. All right? You got Kodak Black. I can't understand what you're saying, but yo. Your movies is gangster. Your TV shows is gangster. You see what I'm saying?
Shout out to Trump.
You like Frank Ocean. I've never listened to the motherfucker, but you said his work is gangster.
Channel Orange is a classic album. I can't lie.
No, I understand the fact that it's not the person, it's the work that people need to judge.
True.
Yeah, and that's how I look at it. Yeah, I look at the art, and that's how I've always been.
Right. But I'm just different. I just can't fuck with your peer because I can't allow you to survive. It's your presence that fucks with everything that goes against everything I live for. I live for my kids.
I can't do that. I live for my kids,
so I can't fuck with Lil Nas X. Like, that nigga need to kill himself. This nigga out here having sex with the devil or some shit, put blood in the shoes. Yeah. Like, man, what the fuck, my nigga? You riding a pony on a commercial with Elton John. Man.
Yeah. So, you know, that's where it just takes too far. But,
I feel sorry for the white people. Because, like, nigga, the white people had to fight against his ass. But once they let him in, then the nigga came out as gay. They was like, see, we told you we were supposed to support this nigga. So, yeah.
Yeah. But shout out to, and last thing I was going to say about Frank Ocean, shout out to the Balenciaga. They had the Balenciaga fashion show this past Sunday. You know, I saw some of the little highlights on Twitter. Man, I fucks with Balenciaga. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford the shit. I can't afford the shit at this moment in time. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't one that's going to splurge on a Balenciaga piece, spending all crazy $1,000 on a pair of shoes where, you know, I could have just had one pair of shoes for $100. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't going to do that. Even though I like a lot of the Balenciaga sneakers, I can't front. But, you know, you got to be hold. I need to have like a good meal in the bank before I start buying Balenciaga shit. But anyway, I did have to say this. The fashion show was dope. You know what I'm saying? I love the pieces they're doing. I love how they're pushing the envelope. And like I said, the sneakers is fly. And, you know, a couple people that was there that I saw, they had Pharrell was at the Balenciaga fashion show. Meg Thee Stallion was there. And then Frank Ocean. But to me, the only person that I saw, you know, because I like to look at people's, you know, appearance, like what they wearing to the fashion show. The one thing I liked about Frank Ocean that at the fashion show was just real regular. Like, my dude came in there and just like some dude, he was just like getting off the bus somewhere. You know, that's just fashionable type shit. You know what I'm saying? That I just be, keeping or whatever. But shout out to
That just means he's a faggot. That just means he's a faggot that ain't fucking flashy. Oh, wow. Ooh. An unflashy faggot.
I guess.
What the hell?
Unflashy. It was just cool, man. I was like, all right. I get the vibe. But yeah, so that's that. What else we got?
He's a different faggot.
Content or whatever. Your phone
sounds kind of, it's kind of like you're in a car and it's raining or something.
I thought that was your phone.
Oh, it might be
your phone. That's black. Like, put her phone down somewhere, and that Atlanta rain is different. She must have heard it.
Yeah, it's kind of like they hit the blinker or some shit.
You ain't gotta
hide, bro. You can at least say hello, nigga. Damn, bro.
That Atlanta rain.
Like, Blake, like a little pervert in the background right now.
Okay. First of all, y'all gonna stop talking shit. That's number one. That's number one. You gonna stop talking shit.
Oh,
I didn't know that my phone
out.
Came off mute. I didn't know that my phone came off mute, right?
Yeah,
and so, I apologize.
Yeah, it was mad raining for me.
Hitting the blinkers and shit. I was like, damn, when did Mo get a car? You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm in the car. So listen, I hear y'all talking and shit. Like I went to this Bahamian event tonight, and I got videos uploaded on my YouTube. Like, the shit was amazing. Like, it was crazy. I'm on my way home, and I'm actually like maybe 10 minutes away from home, but, you know, I'm going to check back in at the very end of the show.
What's in your mouth?
Fuck you, bitch. No, I'm not. I'm on the car phone, you asshole. I'm not eating anything. No, I'm super duper. Like,
oh, you drunk? Are you drunk or high? Which one is it, nigga? Because you just sound different.
Because I'm on the car phone, idiot.
Okay.
I'm on
it. So she sounds extra
right.
happy because she's driving her car. No, nigga, you high or drunk? What's
that? I'm in the range and I'm on the phone.
Oh yeah,
that's
okay. Because you don't tell her because you were doing at the Bohemian event, but whatever happened, she's high or she's drunk.
Nah, black.
Well, you sound weird. You sound weird. You got them self, right? But I didn't have any hot topics for tonight. Would you need to lose
like
your
old nasty nigga? You know what I'm talking about?
You need to lose your attitude, you old bastard. You old dirty bastard. Listen,
yeah,
right,
no,
right, I'm gonna, fuck you. All right, I'm out.
She's like, screw you guys, I'm going home. She's kind of like partner right now.
So that was black on the check-in, you know what I'm saying, in the rainstorm
yeah.
in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So switching gears, so what I was about to get to, when I was saying, you know, as we was talking. Just
I
didn't
say, you sound like a weirdo too.
But a show that I finally caught back on, and I've been zoning to it the last few days, you know what I'm saying, I got back in tune with it. Big shout-out to Harlots, man. That's a dope show, man. Check that out. I told you about it before, Smooth. I don't know if you got a chance to check it out, man. But
no, I didn't hear the word you said.
The Harlots. I'm doing a show review real quick. Harlots.
Oh, with the homeless.
Yeah, Harlots. Did you get a chance to
check
it out?
Oh, yeah, I never watched it. No, I ain't never watched it.
Bad, man. I think you would mess with it. But anyway, check it out. It's on Hulu. And, man, I mean, once again, I'm just going to describe it. This Harlots is a Donald Goins novel. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever read some Donald Goins, if you ever read Horse Son or Black Girl Lost
yeah.
or Street Players, you know, that's some of Donald Goins' classic
dope
novels.
Feel like that, yeah.
Dope
yeah.
fiend. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Iceberg Slim, you know, I get on my pimping every so often. You know what I'm saying? This show is that, but just on TV. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, but the reason why they get away with it, because it's like old school England, you know what I'm saying? It's from like the early 1800s or late 1700s, man. But it's raw. Yeah, it's raw. It's raw, man. I've been zoning out. Shout out to my wife. She put me onto it. Damn, you talking about pimping. I mean, it's two houses. This is one house called, her name is Squiggly. She's an older lady, you know what I'm saying? She got a bunch of hoes, you know what I'm saying? She got the high-class hoes, so she be at all the, you know what I'm saying, where all the high rollers in England be, you know what I'm saying? And, like, her hoes be out there, you know what I'm saying? And then you got this one lady named Mrs. Wells, who used to be a hoe for Squiggly, and she was young, though, but this, and like I said, look, I don't want to, it's a little raw, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even want to say the age, but at a very young age, she was a hoe for Squiggly. Just say, you know, I don't want to say the age, so that's how you know how that shit was. And, you know, they can talk about shit like this because of the way they're doing it on TV, and it's, like, real old school. But anyway, so then she ended up bossing up, becoming her own madam, and then she ended up having two daughters, you know what I'm just saying? Like, you know, now she done been a hoe, and now, you know, her daughters, they, like, yeah, they harlots, and she sold their virginity for a certain price. It's crazy. It's deep. You know what I'm saying? But it's ill, you know what I'm saying? And it just shows the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, your hoe chose me, all types of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's deep, man. So, Harlots, I'm in, like, season 2, episode 5, very good show, you know what I'm saying? So,
Do they get naked? Do we get to see some titties?
Well, it's on Hulu, so that's the thing, man.
Yes or no?
The thing that's dope about it, it's not showing no, but it's you see the situations. It's shot very good, and because it's hard, it stays true to the show. You seeing fucking like all the time. You know what I'm saying? You seeing it.
But are we seeing the titties?
Come on, man. You go to X video for that or whatever. Porn.
No, man. Just answer the question, because I can go a YouTube video and see some titties. So what you saying, I go on Hulu and I can't see no titties?
Because they ain't showing titties on Hulu. You seeing some ads. You might see an ass. You'll probably see some, you'll see an ass. But you ain't seeing no titties.
Oh, man.
You don't even really need to, man. Like, bro, you got
don't tell me what I need.
Baby mothers, man. You got titties on deck.
I won't see other people's titties. What's wrong with you?
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, bro. I'm telling you, you should check it out, man. It's a very dope show. Like, I'm like, wow, this shit got me in the zone. Like, 'cause like I said, I've never seen no show about pimping like this. You know what I'm saying? And it's just deep. It just get deep with it. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to that. The more, you know, once I finish it, I'll give my total show review. But I've definitely been zoning out to that. Let's see here. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Couple things I want to get to. So Ray Liotta, you know, I just want to say rest in peace to Ray Liotta.
Stop. I was at work this morning, and I seen them interviewing Ray Liotta. Are you saying the only reason why they were showing that shit because he died?
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah, so, you know, quick 5-second moment of silence for Ray Liotta.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, man, Goodfellas. I was about to say the same thing, man. I got to pull up my Goodfellas DVD. Probably that's definitely top 10, if not top 5 movies of all time.
Yeah.
Me.
Fuck you, know you pay me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. His acting on that shit was on point, man. Ray Liotta, man, he played that role, man. Goodfellas, he became that shit, man. That shit was classic, man. So big shout out to, you know, Martin Scorsese. You know, definitely one of my favorite directors. Goodfellas is definitely top 5 movie of all times. And, you know, Ray Liotta, he should have definitely won an Oscar if he didn't win, you know what I'm saying, for that performance, man. So definitely lost one, man. So, you know, that's it, man. Just how you know, it's a changing of the guard, man. It's like a, you know, it's just new energy coming into this earth, man, and it's older energy is leaving, man. That's life. So, yeah.
That's when you know you're old, though, you know what I'm saying?
No, right? Like, cherish each day, man. This life is precious, man. So don't waste it. Don't waste time. You know, whatever you try to do, do it. So that's that. Couple other things too, man. Let's see. I guess I'm a get into the sports report, but real quick before I get into the sports report, I want to get back into this whole. Yeah, man. I gotta. I'm gonna get back into this thing because you tried to shout me out last week on this, man. But this.
I did.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Well, this topic is heating up. This story is heating up. I've been following this topic. But Young Thug and Gunna. So basically Young Thug and Gunna. It's not just Young Thug. It's Young Thug and Gunna. For the people out there that might not be here, but Young Thug is a very popular Atlanta rapper. And so is Gunna. You know, Gunna, you know, he came up, Lil Baby, they kind of came up at the same time. But, you know, Gunna was really down with Young Thug. I didn't really know they was that tight. But anyway, you know, both of them got the, what was it? Their bond was denied. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so both of them are going to be in jail until the trial starts, which is January 9th, 2023. So they're going to be in jail the whole summer, the whole fall, basically all the way into the winter until the trial starts, man. So they really got some, you know, racketeering charges, RICO charges, all types of things. So basically, what the courts are saying is, you know, they basically did a wire investigation, and Young Thug was at the top. You know, Young Thug was basically the capo, and it was like his right-hand man, commander-in-chief, was Gunna. And, you know, and like I said, so many of the lyrics that a lot of people say they can't understand nothing Young Thug is saying. But when they, you know, like looking at some of the court documents of some of the songs that they really just deciphered, is Young Thug plainly talking about different hits and all types of shit that went down. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, damn. And then Gunna too, man. And shout out to Gunna, man. Like, Gunna was just at the Met Gala. You know what I'm saying? He was just there. And he had one of the dopest outfits on at the Met Gala too. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was like the last public appearance he did before, you know, he got wrapped up in this whole Young Thug, you know, situation. But they're saying Young Thug is really an Atlanta game. And it stands for Young Slime Life. So, you know, damn. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So that's a hit to the Atlanta music scene because both of them is really trailblazing the whole Atlanta, you know, music movement right now. So, you know, like I said, as the trial happens, you know, I definitely keep the listeners out there posting on a world famous chop up.
Yeah, fuck that cross dressing tranny. I don't give a fuck. Hey, nigga, Young Thug, dumbass, been trying to be gangster for years. But, like, now he done got some money and shit, then he started doing some real stupid shit. Like, the nigga been doing stupid shit since way back when he was fucking with Cash Money and fucking Young Money and shit like that. Like, man, come on, man.
Yeah, but maybe that was the thing. People think, oh, this dude wearing a dress, he ain't about that life, and that was his cover.
No.
He talk about that shit.
So like, at the end of the day, when you go to jail, you gonna see a shitload of trannies, a shitload of cross dressers. So clearly, a man is still gonna be a man. He's just a man in a fucking dress.
Yeah. Apparently, he calling hits and shots and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, that's why baby mama got killed. Like, nigga, I ain't nigga. The streets is talking, but nobody gives a fuck about no tranny. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that tranny.
But you know the thing that really just surprises people? They was like, all right, Young Thug too, but it's like Gunna too. They're like, damn, Gunna, you was down doing all this shit too, but like, you know,
no,
like,
cause like the nigga was singing though. Like, everybody forget a singer don't mean shit. It's like,
yeah,
you singing,
like,
but you still fighting.
Yeah.
But like, nah, yeah. Look, let me tell you something. Everybody was talking about, all right, okay, cool. Gunna got hit. Young Thug got hit. But the white boy didn't.
White boy.
They didn't want nothing from Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow, I ain't even hit to him.
Well, he's with him. So like I'm talking about, they asked the DA, like, well, damn, you hitting all these motherfuckers. What about the white boy? They're like, look, man, we ain't trying to be pretty with this shit. We ain't trying to be cute. Motherfuckers, we gonna get the motherfuckers that we got information on.
Damn, that's crazy, man. But that's the thing too, man. When it comes to me and music, the music, it just when rappers is really going through some shit and they really living what they're talking about, the music sounds. It sounds fresh to me. It sounds riveting, man. So I've definitely been bumping some Young Thug lately, man. And that YSL album, that shit is dope. And Gunna's albums is fly too, man. So, hey, man, that's it, man. That's, you know, life imitates art.
They hit Gunna because he was fucking with Chloe Bailey. They're like, nah, nigga, we got to get rid of you. Disney took that nigga out.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
Disney revoked his fucking license.
Chloe, yeah. The little Chloe, yeah. Yeah, that was his little stick for it. Yeah, they was doing all types of things. They was at the basketball game, a couple things, yeah. Wow, I just thought about that.
This ain't about to play with that. She's like, nope, shoot for us. Revoke that nigga bail.
Yeah, man. You know, so it's going to be interesting, man, to see what happens, man. But they definitely in jail until the trial. That's crazy. They wouldn't even let him post bail, man. So that's how you know it's real. Like, they trying to get him on some what was the one dude that don't nobody talk about that I don't care about? I ain't even going to mention his name. Dude from New York with the rainbow hair. Whatever.
Oh, 6ix9ine.
Yeah, they trying to get Young Thug and Gun on some 6ix9ine type shit. So we'll see what happens, man. And then, you know what happens, too. Then they're going to be like, who you snitching on? Who did y'all snitch on to get out? You know what I'm saying? So it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It ain't looking good, man. But we'll see what happens. But, you know, speaking of people in jail, Brittany Griner, and so she been locked up now since February, man. So it's almost 6 months, man. She been almost did a 6 month bid over there in fucking Russia. So I don't know who she voted
for.
Them 6 months
gonna turn to 2 years.
I don't know who she voted for, but I know she should have voted for Trump if nothing else, because Biden can give two fucks. You know what I'm saying? Sleepy Joe, whatever they want to call, he don't give a fuck. And big shout out to Trump. Say what they want about Trump. He wouldn't got ASAP out of Switzerland, and he wouldn't got one of the Ball brothers out of Japan or whatever, China or whatever.
China.
You know what I'm saying?
China.
Yeah, and I think if Trump was in office, what would Trump do? I think Trump would have got Griner up out of there. You know what I'm saying? So, and who, we were just talking about Kodak Black. Kodak Black would have still been in jail if it wasn't for Trump, you know, giving him that pardon. So.
Lil Wayne,
many people want to say fuck Trump, and he was the dude that was really getting people out. You know what I'm saying? And Brittany Griner, I saw her wife was on, the NBA playoffs, and they was interviewing her. She crying and shit. Like, damn, what the president gonna do? You know, that's the only person that can really do something. He don't give a fuck anyway. So that's fucked up. So, you know, but hey, she should have been smarter. But damn, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot for some damn fucking weed. Fucking bait. 6 months for a vape? Come on, man. Crazy.
Yeah, the vape pen.
That's crazy. That's just stupid, man. But damn, you know, you got to be careful out here. So speaking of NBA, you know, so real quick, check my phone, man, because, you know, I wanted to kind of concentrate on the show, so I didn't even have the game. As soon as the show is over, I'm going to put this game on. But basically, the NBA Finals, it looks like it's close. Boston's up by like 7, you know what I'm saying? So I hope Boston wins, you know. So right now, as we speak, of course, this show is always taped live every Sunday, you know, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. You know how we do, real talk. But basically right now, we got the Golden State. They already punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. I think they're going to take it, you know. And then if Golden State wins this Finals, you got to put Steph Curry up there. He's already, you know, all-time great, but you got to put him up there with the upper upper echelon of the great players in basketball history, man. This would be his fourth if they win. But if he wins, this would be 4 NBA championships. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, that's pretty big. So now, when it comes to my top point guards of all time, I still got Magic number one. Magic got 5 championships, Los Angeles Lakers. Just, you know, put the Lakers on the map, you know, in modern day, you know what I'm saying? Showtime Lakers is still one of my favorites of all time, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Pat Riley back in the day, you know what I'm saying? The great Western Forum. So, you know, Magic is still my number one point guard. And my number two still right now is Isaiah Thomas. But if Steph Curry get this championship, I'm gonna have to bump Isaiah to number 3 and put Steph Curry at number 2. So, you know, it's a legacy tournament at this point. But right now, I don't see nobody stopping him, man. Like, you know, Steve Kerr is looking like the modern day version of Steve Jackson. Phil Jackson. You know what I'm saying? And you got Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, and then you got the young guns. You got Jordan Poole coming off the bench. You got Andrew Wiggins who's balling now. They're going to be a lot to handle, man. But I hope the Boston Celtics can hold on. Like I said, they have like a few points now against Miami. Miami going to have something to say because they're playing in Miami right now. But I think Boston's going to take it, and then that'll be a great chess match. I keep bigging up Ime Udoka. He's doing a great job coaching the Celtics. I always big him up because he's Nia Long's husband. I like them as a couple. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. You know, they got a squad too, man, but I don't see them doing nothing with Golden State. But I just want to see a good finals, and I think if Miami wins, I think Golden State just totally smack Miami. That might be a sweep. Even though Miami's got good defense, they just don't got enough scoring to contain to go toe to toe with Golden State. At least Boston can make it interesting. I still got Golden State, but you know, we'll see what happens. Speaking of NBA too, so a couple of coaching changes that I thought was going to happen. I thought we were going to see Mike D'Antoni come in and take over for the Philadelphia 76ers. And then I thought the 76ers was going to trade and some like weird coaching shit. I thought they was going to like release Doc Rivers so he can go coach the Lakers. But apparently that's not going to happen because now the Lakers, they hired their new coach. It's going to be this new rookie coach called named Darwin Ham. And I thought the strength of Ime Udoka, you know, these young black coaches, the young coach out of New Orleans that did his thing, black coaches. So there's a lot of young rookie black coaches that did very well in this playoffs. And that's good, man, because that's just opening doors for new talent, new young coaches to come up. So Darwin Ham, Phil Jackson gave him the seal of approval, you know what I'm saying? Jeannie Buss, I know she was looking for who was the next coach, and they said that Phil Jackson did a lot of consulting with her. And his person that he wanted was Darwin Ham, so that's why he got hired. Apparently, LeBron rumor wanted Doc Rivers, and I thought they would have brought in Mike D'Antoni to kind of fix James Harden because Mike D'Antoni was James Harden's coach in Houston. So I thought, and then Daryl Morey, who used to be the general manager in Houston, is now the general manager in Philly. So I thought they were going to make that happen. So apparently, Doc Rivers is going to stay. Joel Embiid and James Harden, you know, they're going to run it back with that. And then, you know, what are the Nets going to do, man? Because the Nets just came out, they said they are point blank not giving Kyrie Irving an extension. So, you know, he's just got 1 year on his deal. So Kyrie Irving can either play this last year with the Nets or he can opt out and become an unrestricted free agent. We'll see what happens. Rumor has it they was trying to trade Kyrie, but I don't know who's going to want to get Kyrie at this point because Kyrie's just too flaky. A lot of people said, oh, Russell Westbrook for Kyrie. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, because the Lakers want to get Russell Westbrook out of there. And Russell Westbrook did used to play with Kevin Durant, but would Kevin Durant be open to a reunion with Westbrook? The one thing I will say, I think I would take Westbrook over Kyrie in Brooklyn at this time more than Kyrie. Because just because I know Westbrook's going to want to play every night, and he's going to bring fire and intensity, even though, of course, he's not as good as Kyrie now offensively. But I just want somebody who's just going to be there every night that's going to play. Like, I don't want a flaky person that's going to, like, play when they want to play, man. I think just people are just tired of Kyrie's whole shtick. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been living off that Cleveland championship. Big shout-out to what him and LeBron was able to do for my hometown Cleveland. But, bro, that's run his course, man. People, you're doing too much. So, you know, that's what's up in the NBA. So, this has been the world-famous chop-up, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, wrap this up before we get cut off. So, big shout-out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout-out to Black, you know, for her, like, introduction.
Yeah, Black said she was going to come back, but she's too high.
I already know Black is bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, when she do her spiritual show next week, I'm going to be real quiet. I'm going to just let Black just run point guard to hold quarterback the whole thing, and I'll come in like little bits and pieces.
Oh, now you trying to be petty. She won't talk for mine, I ain't talking for her.
Nah, but big shout out, you know, Smooth came through, man. As always, definitely follow the Twitter page, man. Real Adult Talk. We put that country twang on it, so we spell it TAWK. Always keep it popping on there. Definitely, if you want to put a face with the voice, Mo Binns, MOBINNS on IG. Just keep it respectful. And as always, man, everybody be safe. We back here every Sunday talking shit, you know, real talk. You know how we do. So everybody be safe. Till next week. Peace.